And welcome to our Wednesday morning conversation. We normally visit with our district administrator, Wendell Quisenberry, following the school board meeting. Wendell is here and he's brought a special guest, our new community education coordinator, Taylor Remington. And nice to have both of you join us at the station today. Wendell, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Greg, for having us.
You bet. Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
You bet. We're going to find out all about you in just a moment, but want to touch base with Wendell. Things went well at the school board meeting last night, and you continued discussion on a number of items.
Yeah, we did. And a pretty light school board meeting as far as taking action on things. One thing I guess I would highlight is there was a change to our 24-25 district calendar,
okay,
which I will get a new calendar updated today on the website, but we made a change to extend that Thanksgiving break out another week. We had a lot of positive feedback on that from this year. So I brought that to the board, but there's a couple of other minor tweaks. So just letting everybody know if you're planning vacations in advance and that sort of thing, take a look at that. But it shouldn't be a major impact on anything, but there will be a different calendar for next year.
I didn't hear anything negative on that. That seemed to go very well. I know it's always an issue with deer hunting and stuff for you guys there that you lose a lot of youngsters and those types of things and traveling for vacation. So maybe it was a good test drive and it's going to work for you.
Yeah, and it's a good time in the year, I think, to kind of take that break and everybody, you hit it hard from fall sports starting in July and sort of wrapping up at that point in the year. So it's a good time to have a break in the year.
Sure. School district, what's the first day of school on that new calendar for next year?
September 1st, I believe.
So right after.
it's right that first week.
First week, after Labor Day. Yeah, good. All right, we want to talk a little bit with Taylor, too, today, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about school board and other things, Wendell, if that's all right.
Yeah.
But you have a new employee. Taylor Remington is joining the district, and she is the community education coordinator. Taylor, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Nice to have you here. Great addition for the school district, Wendell, huh?
It has been, and this is something I've talked about a little bit in the past, where the feedback that we've gotten from our community in the last couple of years is directed and aimed at having open facilities, having opportunities for the public to utilize our facility. And as we looked at our staffing and how we can make that as seamless as possible, we want people to feel welcome, not just able to use it, but have avenues where they find their niche and the thing that they want to use that facility for. So knowing that and seeing the need, we created this position. It's mirrored after other similar positions in other districts, and Taylor has stepped into this as not only a new employee, but a new employee who's tasked with building a program that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So we've been working close and collaborating on that, but she's done a phenomenal job, and I thought today would be a really good time for her to come out, introduce herself, and share some of the work that she's been doing.
That's wonderful.
And vision for the program
as well. Taylor, welcome. Nice to have you in the community. Do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself, a little background?
Yeah. So I'm originally from Wisconsin. Not from Tomahawk originally. I've been here about 3.5 years, though, and I've just felt super welcome in the community. And
good.
I'm very excited to be a part of it and creating opportunities for everyone. I've always been a huge supporter of community engagement and in my background, and just I have a huge passion for civic engagement. So I'm very excited to create and provide these lifelong educational opportunities to the community. Something for everyone, so everybody can be involved and step in the doors and feel like there's a connection between the school and the community.
Sure. In your previous positions, have they been in different school settings, or have they been outside in business or manufacturing?
I did teach high school science for a little bit.
Okay.
Down in Stevens Point, and I do have a background in programming. Coordinating programs and in the past, actually in the solid waste industry previously.
Oh.
So a little bit different, but nonetheless, a lot of different, juggling different programs all at once. So
what are some of the primary things you would like to achieve first as you're developing this brand new program for our district?
Yeah, I think my biggest thing here is to reach out to the community. So we created a survey, and I'll get to that in a little bit,
okay.
But I really want to get the community's input on what types of, classes and programs they want to see in the school. I don't just want to create a program that I think is best. I want the community's input so that we can cater it to Tomahawk and what we're looking for here.
I've always said that I think the most important things to have in a community are good business, good industry, good hospital in a great school district. And we've been here almost 40 years, and I think we're very fortunate to have what we have. I like the complex where we have the kindergarten in one end, in the other end we have the middle school and high school. It seems to work real well. But in a smaller community, the school district seems to be our focal point.
Yeah.
And that's what I think you want to continue to enhance, huh?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. We want to invite everybody in to utilize our facilities, our spaces, and to feel welcome.
I'm always shocked. We always have our home show there every spring, and it's coming up 13th and 14th of April again this year. We have so many people that come in, and a lot of those people, of course, from outside our district that say, my gosh, what a beautiful school setting you have, because we utilize a lot of the school. And I always tell Wendell that. I said, we get comments every year at the home show, and people are so impressed with our district, not only the structure we have, but the cleanliness of it and the friendly, you know, people that we have. It's just it's a great place, and we just want to enhance that, I suspect, with what you're trying to do, Taylor.
Yeah, yes, we want to invite people to utilize these spaces. You know, for example, more pool use, art classes, fitness classes, outdoor rec, cooking, baking classes, more, you know, whatever the community's thinking.
Do you still have some folks that are doing the walking of the halls in the morning, or is that a little hard to compete with security things like that?
Yeah.
Are you still allowing that window? I know
it's
so many things changed with COVID and all the other things, that tragic things that have happened in districts. I'm sorry to have to say that. It's locked down a little bit more. But
it is, but we still have an opportunity. We have the walking track above the field house, and we do have that open, that fitness center area open in the morning. So the weight room, the pool, and then that walking track is available to the public.
That's even better than walking the halls.
Well, some people enjoy it because you have a quarter mile from one end of the building to the other. So I remember when I first arrived here prior to, you know, the grants and things that we got that locked a lot of that down, we had a pretty good group that could make a pretty nice loop around that entire school. It's a little more fun and interesting than walking in a circle.
But yeah, got to see the things on the lockers for the kids and all the different signs and stuff.
Yeah.
But at least the opportunity there for walking and the use of the fitness center. Can you, Wendell, if you don't mind, as long as we're talking about that, are there certain hours that it's available for the community? I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't know. But
yeah, the fitness center, and this is all on our website, so if I say the time's wrong, please go check and correct
me.
But the fitness center, I believe, closes down at 7 in the morning. And the opening time, I believe, is 6 a.m. right now.
Okay.
And we're looking at possibly making that even earlier. We're cautious. We don't want to compete with our community businesses. But at the same time, this is owned by the community. Mm-hmm. So we believe that access is important. So we do have the those times in the morning. And we have somebody there. So, you know, that right now, and then we have open gyms, obviously, throughout the week, and we'd like to expand our times into the evenings as well down the road.
Yeah, we're lucky right now. We do have a number of fitness centers in town, but there's been years where we have not had anything like that, so that's where the school stepped up and opened it to the public, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, we don't have a YMCA,
right?
So this is something that we really want to be able to invite people in and be a part of more.
Sure, and then, of course, the swimming pool, that is something that is open for the community at various times, too, and that's another important thing that we don't have in our community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And just I don't want to get out in front of Taylor, but I know one thing with the swimming pool, to anybody that's out there listening, we need lifeguards. So if you're interested in being a lifeguard, we have training opportunities available, certification classes available, and we will work with you on that. But the hardest part for us offering more pool time, especially during the day, is many of our lifeguards are students.
Mm-hmm.
And the adult lifeguards, you know, we don't have that contingency of people in our community that have the opportunity to do that during the day. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to do that, please contact us. We'd love to help facilitate that.
Our district administrator, Wendell Quisenberry, our guest, along with one of our recent employees, Taylor Remington, our community education coordinator. Taylor, you touched on the community survey. Do you want to expand on that a little bit and tell us what we're going to see?
Yeah, so we're looking for input on like what types of classes the community is interested in. So we did create a survey. It's a community interest survey for the community ed program. We have it posted online on our website. And also we have it in the Hatchet app as well now. And so, yeah, we're really it's just a brief survey that's asking what types of classes are you interested in? If you are an instructor that has a special skill or talent or knowledge that you want to share with the community, go ahead and fill that out. And, it's found on our website on the community tab. We have a community ed program tab on there. and you just have to click on the Hatchets logo, and it'll direct you to a survey, and you can complete that, and it'll really help us out in developing and planning this programming.
Okay, good. And the Hatchet app, which is relatively new, is really handy. That works so nice, and you get the reminders and things like that.
Yeah. So if you have the Hatchet app downloaded and you hit the quick links tab on there, you'll find not only that survey but other information as well, or useful things.
Yeah, it's a very handy thing to have. I know a lot of parents have it, but even for people that do not have kids in the school district right now, if you grab that Hatchet app and utilize it, brings you all the sporting events, it brings you the school board meetings and all those types of things that a community may be interested in.
Yeah.
What do you think your long-term goal would be if you look into your crystal ball, you know, a year, 2 years down the road, Taylor? What are you thinking you'd like to have achieve for the community here in the school?
Yeah, I think kind of going back to what I said before, I really want to see a space for everyone, something for everybody that they can feel like they can come into the school facilities and use those spaces or learn a new skill, challenge themselves, see themselves grow within our community, within this programming. So whether it's a cooking class or a watercolor painting class or, you know, anything. That they feel like they're a part of it and they can continue learning in our community.
Sure, we're lucky to have the facility and have some of the equipment to go along with it. I remember in the old days we used to have computer classes and things like that. Mm-hmm. When that was first developing, nobody had computers, but the school did, and the school taught so many people, how to utilize their computers and things like that. So cooking, computers, all those types of things, you guys are built and ready to go.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of something that's just going to change along the way, you know, so depending on what people are looking for. And the times change, so
they sure do.
So we're just gonna kind of keep growing with it and changing with it and seeing where the community needs certain types of classes. So
okay, do you have a direct website a direct email that people can use, Taylor, if you don't mind, if they have a something that they'd like to email you about or a thought if
Definitely.
They don't get to the survey?
Yeah, if you have any questions or if you are wanting to be an instructor and share with the community, please reach out to my email. It's Remington. Remington, Remington T at myhatchets.org.
I like that myhatchets.org that everybody is transitioning to Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anything else that you'd like to touch on before I drill Wendell a little bit about some of the things going on? I'm not drilling, I'm just going to ask about. Yeah.
No, I think that's everything.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, welcome. It's nice to have you here. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome on our airways anytime. If we can help with anything that's going on at our district, school is very important for our community, and we're happy to help any way we can.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Good. Speaking of things coming up, I know you got a busy calendar here. You've got 4K registration. I know some child find screenings are starting now in the new year and things like that, Wendell.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening in the district right now.
Yeah, there is. And this is always a busy time for our school as a whole. So winter sports are in full swing. Mm-hmm. We're going to be entering the winter tournament season here next month already.
Crazy? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Time flies. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on. We try to communicate those things the best we can, utilizing our area media, but also internally. I always want to try to direct people back to our website, direct people to the app, and if you don't have those resources and you're not familiar with those, please, if you want to learn more, we're happy to help you with that. But that's always a good way to know our community calendar, the things that are coming up on our end. So
sure, and you guys do a good job keeping that updated, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, spring election coming up.
Yeah.
And you only have a couple of candidates, and you have three seats available, huh?
Three seats available. And so Sherry Halfman decided that she was not going to pursue her seat in the future. And Deb Valu, who is currently a board member, had previously moved into that area. So she is going to run for that seat.
Okay.
And she then is vacating her city seat. So Shar Kirsch is going to run again in the other city seat. So we'll have one seat in the city that currently is open for write-in candidates. And again, if you want to be a candidate for that, please contact our district office, 715-453-5555, and we can help you through that process.
Yeah,
as well.
Colleen will help you with that, I suspect, because there is some paperwork that should be done for a person who is going to be a legitimate write-in candidate.
Correct.
Yeah, good. Yep. And that election, probably, first Tuesday of April?
Yes.
Yeah, because we won't have a primary, so good. Anything else that we want to touch on with the district from last night's meeting? I know that you're looking again still maybe out in the future, potential reorganization of the board, maybe a member or two less? Is that still some talk?
Yes. So we have an ad hoc committee that has been pulled together to look at representation. So what we noticed from our last census is that our percentages are just as our demographic changes and people shift on where the population centers are, we want to make sure that we're equal in how we set that up. So they've been looking at different avenues. There's a couple of things that they've proposed on last night. There's, I think, a favorable approach that is a 3-3-3 model that they talked pretty extensively mm-hmm. about. All of this, I think it's important to note, is involves community input, and it will come to be at the annual meeting is where decisions are made on situations like this. So we will have, as they gather more information and more proposals, they're going to be looking for more community input as we move into the spring as well. So they, Dave Long took the lead on presenting that last night. We have three board members who are currently serving on that committee, and then there's a number of community folks that have stepped in to provide input and help through that process as well. So that will be unfolding. We'll have more information for that probably monthly
sure.
as we get closer to yeah. those dates.
Are you expecting that at the annual meeting there will be something to vote on, or you think you're still a year out? You're hoping to get that done by this summer?
Right now, that's the hope.
Okay.
Yeah, by our annual meeting in September of next year, we would hope that we would have a proposal that we could bring to the table.
Wonderful. Good. Yeah. That'll be exciting to hear the conversation over that.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to ask you about open enrollment, too. I know that open enrollment anything updating on that? I know that the numbers are limited to what you can take for open enrollment, correct?
Correct. Well, for special education, we've yeah. limited our numbers just based on the resources that we currently have. We don't have any restrictions on regular ed open
right.
enrollment at this point. And we've never really, I don't believe that we've ever had to put those in place. We usually have enough, capacity that we can welcome in just about anybody that wants to come to our community. And of course, we encourage that.
Sure. And what's the best way for parents to talk to the district about that? Did they go through your office again with you and Kalina, or did they go through the elementary office? Or
They can call any office,
okay.
and they'll be directed on what they have to do in next steps. But typically, the paperwork would come to the central office.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, during our visit with Wendell Taylor, did you think of anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. I'm just really excited to start. I'm very enthused about starting this program and just kind of spearheading it. I think Wendell used that term.
Yeah.
And just creating something great for everyone.
Really looking for what comes out of this in the future. And like I said, we have an open door, so feel free to join us anytime on the radio. You're always welcome, as Wendell is too. So
yeah.
thank you guys for everything you do for our children and for our district. It's a big part of our community, so yeah. thank you.
Thank you, Greg. We
Good.
Always
yeah.
appreciate this opportunity.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you, Taylor.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Taylor Remington, our new community education coordinator, and of course our district administrator, Wendell Quisenberry, on our Wednesday morning conversation.